Hi, friends. Thank you for listening to From the Fryer. This is Ellie.
This is Leon. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode.
How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit under the weather right now, so if I have a weird sounding voice right now, I apologize. I'm kind of dealing with a little bit of a cold.
Leon finished his first marathon yesterday, and we think that's kind of sparked the cold. Running in not the greatest weather.
Yeah, I read something about the changes that your body goes through after a marathon. I won't even bother to tell you guys the time because it was really slow. But, you know, there's a lot of tears in your muscle. Your joints are going to be hurting. But I guess your body releases like some kind of chemicals, and that sort of causes a response from your body.
Like an immune response.
Right, right. So I think actually right now my like immune or my
immune system.
My immune system's kind of in a weakened state, yeah. To be honest. So I should probably quarantine a little bit more hardcore.
For now,
during
at least.
This time.
For now.
Yeah. But yeah, last we checked, my fever was still like 101.
Yeah, we can't break the fever right now. We're hoping. I keep alternating him on Tylenol and ibuprofen, and so far it hasn't broken. So I'm hoping it'll break later tonight if we do maybe a couple more rounds. But you look pretty good for having a fever. Thank you for doing this podcast.
Yeah, this is exciting. We're reached the finales of these shows, which, you know, is one more reason to kind of go through it.
Rate the marathon. Loved it? Hated it? Will you do another one? Do you like shorter runs?
I thought going through the marathon is a cool kind of like life achievement kind of thing, but it was really fucking hard. I don't know if I'm going to be doing one anytime soon. I think I'll probably stick to half marathons for the foreseeable future.
They're so much quicker.
They are a lot quicker.
And I think about how much work and how much force it is on your body just for that strenuous amount of activity for that long. I just feel like that alone is breaking down so much tissue and so much muscle and all these little tears.
And I'm a pretty heavy dude, so this is a lot of force to be putting on my body for hours.
But you crossed running.
I did.
Yes.
The event, it probably could have been organized a little bit better, but just overall, just the anemones and what they had post-race was really cool. And I don't know, what was your view from the other side compared to the other marathons I've done, or the other half marathon I've done?
I think Berlin was a little bit more organized, but that's fine. I mean, I think it's really hard to put on a big event, especially in COVID time. So I have a lot of grace with that. A race in the Northwest during fall, it's going to be raining. My shoes got trashed in the mud. It's fine. I don't know. I don't want to compare it too much. So sticking to halves.
Yeah, sticking to halves, but I didn't want to tell myself I hit the wall because I feel like I'm better than that. I'm tougher than that.
Yes, so but, I went and saw Leon because he kept... So on WhatsApp, you can have a live location share. And so not only that, but within the marathon itself also has an app so you can track your runner and it will give you an estimate of when they're going to hit certain mile points during the race. Mm-hmm. And so between the WhatsApp and the predictions of where he would hit, and the occasional text message saying, this is the worst 5 miles of my life, I figured I would go get an Uber, and instead of just waiting at the finish line, I would see him at mile 23, which was going to be his next little checkpoint and water point and things like that.
They tracked you every couple miles. They had mats out that sort of updated your race time.
So I saw him at 23. In that prediction time, they were saying, oh, should have arrived a minute ago. Should have arrived 4 minutes ago, should have arrived 7 minutes ago. So every time someone came around that corner that wasn't you, I was stressed. I was thinking I would have to go get you, go see you, go give you some motivation, but eventually you came around that corner.
In my training runs, I did up to 16 miles, which the last marathon that I was hopefully going to train for, but it got canceled, just kind of like the initial COVID wave. I had been running really, really consistently, so I felt like I was going to be a really strong runner. And this time, it really wasn't. I probably didn't train as much, but I had run 16 miles. So mentally, I knew getting to mile 16, it was going to be, you know, mentally I could get there. And it was totally true. I think right after mile 16, like 17, 18, I just hit a huge wall. And it wasn't even like I was tired. Like from the waist up, like I felt really good. I wasn't breathing heavy or anything like that, but man, my legs started getting really tired, really heavy. Like time seemed to slow down, and like the speed of how fast I was moving, it felt so slow. And yeah, I think those last like 6-7 miles was a lot of walking.
That's okay.
Which, as long as you finish. That's probably why the prediction times just kept growing and growing.
Were you surprised to see me?
I was. I didn't. That was pretty cool. Probably gave me a little bit more boost of like,
yeah, wanted to encourage
there's someone out there for me.
And you're so close. 23. You just got a little bit more to go.
Yeah. Good times.
It was fun. We did it. Leon, I did not do anything. Team, support team over here.
Yeah, support team.
But Leon also did the race with two of his friends. And yeah, I think they also kind of agreed that, well, we have a friend that's training for an Ironman. So
he's great. He's always, just like anyone else, he's his biggest critic. Because yeah, mentally, I think he tells himself, I'm training for an Ironman. You know, this should be nothing to me. This is just the run.
Yeah.
You know, I'm supposed to be doing 100-mile bike ride, you know, 2-mile swim. Like this, yep, this should be easy. And I think he's his own critic, biggest
he
critic.
He is, but he did so good. Yeah. And it was great. Like, it was great to see him finish, and he looked so refreshed and like nothing was going on.
All three of us. I guess it was it must have been a tough race because all of us did not finish at our
The predicted time.
Yeah. Where we wanted to finish, we all finished above.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
Keep giving you Tylenol and ibuprofen and forcing you to drink random immunity elixirs I make.
Thank you.
Okay. Just so everyone knows, today's kind of a combined episode. So we will do the reunion part 2 for Married at First Sight. Not a whole lot happened, but I'll just touch on a few things. I also wanted to bring up a couple things that came up on Where Are They Now, but I didn't watch that very closely and I have no notes on it. So they're going to be very just general thoughts on that. And then we will go into 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, season 3, episode 14. And this is where all the weddings took place. And it was very cute. It makes you forget what a butt people are.
It almost gives you a little bit of hope that they can make it.
It does. All right.
Let's do it.
Okay, starting with Mavs. Let's just go in order of couples, even though this one was harder to do that way. But we'll just do it. Jose and Rachel. Just an initial thought. Do you think they're going to work? Long run.
When you first asked me this, I said yes.
I think I asked you at the last pod.
Has there been an update since then?
Well, we also find out on this part of the reunion that they are moving back in together.
I mean, I would like them to work out, but I wonder if like his kind of like who he is, if that's going to come back or.
Yes, I don't think you're going to change that fast. And
this next time, she's going to tell herself, like, this is way too much. Like, that first time was a warning sign, and I kind of forgave him, and I decided to come back. The second time, no, that's like a no-go.
I think he does have anger issues. The experts pointed this out. He was very sweaty and
Maybe he has low anxiety in there, a little pressure.
I don't think he wants to talk about his anger issues, because he wants to portray himself as this perfect guy with mm-hmm. this money and these houses, and there's a downside to this. Yeah, I don't see her staying in this. There's no way.
It's kind of when someone like builds himself up to hear someone sort of knock them off their pedestal, it kind of hurts.
Yeah.
Deeply.
And
you know?
I feel like he wants to be very protective of his ego.
The ego and image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of Photoshop recently.
Oh, I saw that. You showed me. That was strange. Oh, why do people do that?
If you guys go on the Reddit board for Married at First Sight, they're pointing out some good Photoshop. I don't have anything else on them. Does that seem right? Do you have anything?
No. I mean, yeah, I don't have any much further. Some of these couples, they didn't go too deep.
No, exactly. So our next couple is Brett and Ryan, and I don't even think they were on the second.
Don't even think they were. They probably thought, why even bother?
Exactly. There's nothing to talk about.
In the last show, they said they're friends, and that's it. They don't hate each other, but it is what it is. Move on.
Yep. Zach and Michaela. I thought it was really weird that Zach said that Michaela looked nice.
He's corny. He's weird.
Like, why are you complimenting her, but then trashing her, but then talking and not saying anything and just talking in circles?
Being condescending.
It added nothing to the message that he was trying to get across.
To me, they're so interesting because they have some huge flaws.
Yeah.
But their flaws are just, you know, they just butt heads hard. It's kind of crazy.
Their own issues are the perfect fire, perfect
exactly
way
exactly.
to just bring out the worst in the other person. If they were matched with anyone else, it might not have been as big a deal. Maybe something that the other person could work through. But they met their worst match, I guess I could say. And it totally flamed their kind of worst traits.
What were your thoughts on the experts after seeing so many of these couples just totally crash and burn?
Honestly, I did not really have much interest in what they were trying to say during this episode, because there was a whole section about the experts and why they matched people and their thoughts about the show now and these couples, and I couldn't really take it too seriously. I just felt like it was such a bad season as far as couples and who they were matched with. Do you think that they were matched purely based on drama? Who could make the most drama?
You know, I don't think so, because when folks probably submit for the show, they're probably presenting their best selves.
Yeah.
Because I think they're trying to get away from sort of getting influencer-type people on the show.
I think that's what Marla is, though, completely.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know her, like, social life or anything like that.
I mean, she likes to do it for the gram a lot.
Right. I feel like they try. God, that's a whole nother story, like her and Gil.
I think we'll get to them. I think at this point in this popularity of the show right now, I don't know if you can go on with this being a true show in the way it has been. I think everyone wants to be on TV. Everyone wants to be an influencer. It's such a popular show. People are going to want to get on. I don't think you can do it for much longer, personally, unless you add another twist or something.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I think that allure of fame, whether it be positive or negative, is...
I'm sure
Johnny relished in the negative fame.
And I think Mirla as well. I don't think she has any problem being the villain at the end, as long as people are talking about her. And I think that's why her and Johnny are getting along so well right now. They're both kind of the mean girls, and any attention is good attention. Their names are in our mouths. It sucks. Let's just go into Gil and Mirla, because them and Johnny and Bao are pretty much the only substance I have for this episode.
Yeah, fair enough.
What did you think about Mirla not having an answer for the experts when they kept pushing what was the reason? There's always a reason.
I think she didn't want to be honest with the real reason to, like, offend Gil.
Do you have any thoughts of what the reason could be?
Well, she kind of mentioned it, but I do think him pestering her all the time got to her.
And
she did mention it, but it was most likely just that he doesn't like nice things and she likes nice things.
Okay, he likes nice things, but he's not putting that above,
like, living
importance
right.
in his life. It's very low on the totem pole. Okay, my theory.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is simply she wanted to look good on TV. Mm-hmm. She wanted to seem like a great woman, great wife. And then when that was over, she realized that she does want someone that has more money, that likes the finer things, that is going to spoil her.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's it. It's as simple as that. And that's fine if that's what you want. I just hate the way she did it.
Right. To kind of use Gil as that for that platform.
Exactly. That idea. Just don't use someone.
Mm-hmm.
And she enjoys the attention that she's getting. And that sucks. You shouldn't try to boost yourself at the expense of others, but we see it all the time in basically every industry, so it sucks.
I still think it was kind of odd that she only has pictures of herself in the bathroom. Now, I know we should love each other. I know that. I get it. Great. But
self-love is good, but I also thought that was weird.
There's like 8 photos of you in the bathroom.
So going back to something you said, you think it was the nagging that did ultimately lead to the breakup?
No, I don't think part of it. I don't think it was just that. I think it was the nagging, but also just where they are financially or what they plan to do financially.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the biggest thing.
She was so outspoken the entire season. I just don't really buy that she's saying now the nagging's bothering her when she never mentioned it to anyone. Her friends, experts. Yeah, I think it's a cop-out. I think it's easy to say, yeah, everyone agrees. This is not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I left him, because he wouldn't stop nagging me or putting me down.
Okay,
just putting it out there, people saying that Gil's abusive for this, no, you're tripping.
Do you think overall, she could say all these things, it was this, it was that. Do you think it was just she wasn't into him, but to get through the show, she couldn't say that?
Yes, she was over it as soon as she found out that he didn't have money, when she found out what his job was. Mm. Oh, you're not a model, you're not an inventor, you're not in tech, you're not all these kind of stereotypical money areas. Yeah, you don't want that. I think being a firefighter is it's a very honorable job, but I don't think that's something she cares about.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed that they didn't work out. It's just kind of
I know, because I was so
I think everybody was rooting for him.
We were all rooting for him.
Do Do you want to talk about their future relationship options or wait till the end?
Let's wait till the end. We'll get into Johnny and Bao next, and then we'll talk about kind of this group setting that then mostly relates to Gil and Mirla. Mm-hmm. I felt like during Johnny and Bao's section, which was really interesting that they saved this for the end. It wasn't like that explosive or anything. But I feel like Johnny tried to be the victim the entire time.
He did give us some deets, though, that we weren't really aware of.
Like what?
Like Bao sort of, hey, we're not going to talk about this when they sit us down.
I did want to ask you.
You know, we didn't know that. That's interesting.
Well, I mean...
What if he's, like, he mentioned it. He came with the mentality of, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be honest. You know, if they want to film me, great. I'll talk, whatever.
Is that why he always left?
I wonder. I think he left because he was annoyed that she cut out possible talking points or, like, you know, we can't talk about
this. But I get what she's saying when she says, I care about what my coworkers and my parents think about my sex life.
They could have probably been a good match. I feel like that sort of altered their mentality.
I don't think they ever would have been a good match. Johnny is way too narcissistic. I don't even think I said that correct, but no. So do you think it was wrong that Bao wanted to keep their sex life private?
No. It's a personal decision. I mean, that's weird because some people are going to say, you're on fucking TV. We're expecting the details, the juice.
That's true.
You can't be coming on the show and hiding half the shit. Like, we want to be in people's lives. That is the point of the show.
Okay, I'm probably taking her side on this because that's exactly how I would feel.
Not totally fair because in my point, I'm like, yeah, you know, if the partner wants to keep it private, keep it private.
Do you think Bao planning conversations was fake? Or does she just want to kind of make sure she says things in a way that she wanted to? For example, we always commended her about how calm she was.
No, I mean, I think she's just a professional and was just watching her image. Especially, you know, your family. Maybe your family's super conservative. There's some things...
Not only that, but she works in research as well. Like, can't imagine having my business out there.
Yeah, you want to be on the show, but you don't want to get fired or some weird thing
happen.
No,
or, you know, these amazing doctors and professionals that you work with. Like,
yeah, so I get what you
mean. But again, that's why I would not be on a reality show, is I'm private. I don't like people knowing things about me. So I get where you're coming from, where you're saying you chose this. I agree. I agree to an extent, but I keep giving her leeway because I'm also, you know, I would also try to do the same thing. Present my best self, keep certain topics camera.
I can just see both of the talking points of how someone could make an argument one way or another.
Did you catch Bao use Zach's line? There were just some fundamental differences.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Definitely a little, what do I call it, a breadcrumb to the future. Yep. Johnny really only cared about sex with Bao, I feel like. All of his happiest memories revolved around activities that led to sex with Bao.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. Well, even the whole Zach thing. I mean, he was, oh, are we going to sleep in the same bed? AKA, are we going to fuck? Like,
yeah, that wasn't fair.
That's fucking weird, dude.
I think it was the experts, or was it Kevin? Someone asked Johnny what they would talk about in private that was not shown on camera. He couldn't answer the question. So was it even anything that juicy anyway?
What if when they cut, Bao said, I don't want that on video. That's private. And they had to cut it out. Who knows?
They would never do that. They would never allow someone to dictate the filming like that. There's no way. With how much they cut this show, I mean, it's really edited. You can tell.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you talk about the whole one person in a frame.
Yes, that drives me crazy.
No wide shots. Whole group.
Or natural reaction shots. It's always a single scene of someone speaking. Then it's probably a very heavily edited reaction because that person is also just a single person in the scene. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we have the whole crew coming together on the stage.
This is kind of messy.
It was real messy. What bothered me the most was the absolute disrespect and lightheartedness people had towards Gil. I felt like everyone was taking, like, laughing and not really seeing that this dude is...
Even Rachel was like, Johnny, stop.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy is in fucking pain. And you guys are just...
I think on a human level, you should care. Even if you don't... I don't know. Even if you're not friends with him, I just feel like... respect someone that's really hurting.
Yeah, this dude just got his fucking heart broken.
And you claim to be his friend, so...
I really did hate the whole question of, who would have been matched up with the other?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're trying to start shit, start drama. It's the whole point. Fuck, man. Props to him for standing up and be like, I'm not fucking doing this.
Yeah. What's the point? You're hurting and they're just, no one clearly gives a shit. Clearly not Mirla and Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's bullshit that she said she's so conservative. She's not affectionate. She doesn't, at least until she gets to know you. But she's over there touching Johnny's hand, giggling with him, leaning towards him. What's that shit?
I think he's just friend-zoned. But you don't think that.
No, not at all. No. You're definitely fucking.
No, I think he's in friend-zone for sure.
No. I have none of my male friends applying suntan lotion to my tits. Do you think she's just teasing him so that he'll basically do anything for her?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I guess I see that more. But, oh, and her... Okay, so this is on Where Are They Now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anything else for this kind of last reunion part?
No, I mean, we saw Michaela just and Zach just kind of go off again on each other. But other than that, no. Yeah. Not too much.
Not too much happened. So, on the... I keep wanting to call it Next Time On, but it's Where Are They Now? We see Johnny applying sunscreen to Mirla's tits. Mm-hmm. Weird. So you say that's not anything romantic.
Nah.
Doubt.
That's fine.
We see Zach and Bauer dating.
Yeah, they're keeping it hush-hush, too.
They are, but if you're coming together, there's no keeping that hush-hush.
You're sharing the same room?
Yeah. We see... Did Brett or Ryan go?
Ryan went.
Okay, Ryan that's went. What it was. And yeah, he was
Brett,
chill.
Brett
he was...
and Gil did not go.
We did not... I don't think either of us watched the date. With that Ryan had.
I don't think so. No. But honestly, I don't really care.
She's not, they're not going to be anything.
Like, I don't, also don't, you know, the interest for the person is kind of like over. Like, I think once the show ends for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As far as for, he's just kind of like a boring character to be
honest. Well, also, he's not going to settle down. So, no. I mean, it's not like he had this great growth or anything.
No.
But the most interesting part was, as soon as Bao and Zach got there, Johnny had a problem immediately. He's the one talking shit. He's the one worried about what Bao thinks. He's just constantly
They're
worried about Bao.
They're both weird.
No, but Bao was like, I'm not even going to talk to him. I'm not going to worry about it. He said hi to Bao and she didn't say anything back. Honestly, the same way I would take it.
Isn't that being a little petty, though? Just say hi. Don't even...
You treated me like shit. I don't have any reason to give you any more time.
I don't care that they both talk shit about each other. Or, you know, they have this negativity towards each other. But it almost seems, it's like kiddish. Like, who gives a fuck?
I mean,
I wouldn't keep
talking. I just see where Val's coming from.
It's the whole.
Why does Johnny have to talk about her?
Both of them are living rent free in each other's mind. Like, why? Just let it go.
Johnny cannot let it go, though. He can't even be around her. Get over it.
I would have been letting that go. I'd just be like, what's up?
And so then we see him.
Say hi, whatever.
You know, in very typical Johnny fashion, just leave.
Stupid.
Isn't it weird that Mirla had her own house?
She was like, I'm not going to be by you guys. I need my space.
With Johnny. Are you ever that excited to see just a friend?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, all giggly maybe. And, oh, you came. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Also, her calling Johnny her puppy's daddy is weird as fuck.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Also, I can't believe she got a dog. Never saw that happening.
No, not at all. Man, she's just playing the game.
Oh, for sure.
She'll just use anyone to
just keeping Johnny
her position.
Just close enough, but not too close.
Yeah. Ugh. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
So what do you think about Zach and Bao dating?
It's interesting. I can't get a feel on it yet. I took a peek at social media. I saw that they're posting things together and they look very cute and very happy. I just get some red flags from Zach and I don't want him to like kind of freak out on Bao or manipulate her. I just think he has his own things he needs to work on. But I think they're very cute together. I like them together.
I did not see this coming at all.
No, me neither.
So to see it come to fruition, I was like, wow.
Because it was a rumor, but a long time ago even. Yeah. It was a rumor. And I was like, there's no proof. No one has a picture or anything.
A lot of rumors. I'm just like, I'm taking with a barrel of salt.
Yeah.
I don't know. But interesting. And it hasn't gone south yet. So
no.
That's cool.
They're cute. I just hope it doesn't turn toxic. I hope they're happy and they respect each other and it's all rainbows and sunshine. I don't know. The second episode was not that interesting to me, and then I was so annoyed by everyone
you,
that I didn't even
annoyed,
really watch
were
the
you
other
annoyed
part.
That there was even a second episode?
Yes, I didn't. Like, you could have just put Bao and Johnny on the first part.
Extending.
I didn't need anything with the experts. That was completely pointless. You could have just put Johnny and Bao on the other, what is it, episode.
Right.
And cut out some of that group stuff that didn't matter. Like, the boys section, that didn't matter.
Mess might be the best of extending the show with, yes, like, filler content.
The fact that the, dude, weddings, take four episodes,
weddings,
is absurd.
And then just to close out the season.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck it. I'm still watching the show.
I know. We're going to be back here in January talking about this next season.
Yeah. Well, you know, see you guys that next season.
Yeah, we'll be here. I don't know. I guess we'll see if we hold out and watch the first four episodes, then do kind of our dump of all the weddings.
Right. Versus wedding by wedding.
I know, because then we'll just be talking about, like, two people.
Yeah.
Because I don't even feel like on one episode it's a complete wedding either.
Right.
I feel like, oh, and then the next season we'll get a wedding and, or excuse me, the next episode we'll get a wedding and a reception.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to hold out a little bit, at least in the beginning.
Who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us and we'll have a, you know, like, fuck it. We got to record right now.
That's true. All right, moving on to 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, Season 3, Episode 14, Love is Love. We'll start with Jenny and Sumit. Well, before we actually get into the couples, I want to say I loved seeing the weddings. I know
The fact that we got weddings blows my fucking mind.
I know people say that it's boring or they don't really like watching the weddings, but honestly, I've been watching these couples for so long, it's good to kind of get a milestone of anything. And I love weddings in general. Like, I love going to weddings. I love
It was also
weddings.
Interesting to see the variety of weddings.
Yes.
Whether it's low budget.
Also
a
cultural
lot of
differences.
Big budget, cultural differences. Yeah, it was really cool to see different traditions.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was really interesting. One of the more interesting things I gathered from this episode.
Yeah, I loved it. I love love.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Jenny and Sumit. They looked so good on their wedding day.
They were like, fucking, that must be their traditional wear. They look fucking good, man.
Yeah, they look great.
Wow. The they didn't call it henna, right? It was
well, they're doing henna, but
they called it something. Oh, the face stuff. They called it something else too, but yeah, that looked really intricate. The couple,
it's Mendy.
Okay. The team, I don't assume they're a couple, but the team she hired to help her do her makeup and hair, great call.
Did great.
Great call on that. I don't know who where Sumit got the idea for the suit, the outfit, but that was cool. The pink was hot. Did love the colors.
That's their traditional wear.
No, I mean, I don't know if pink's like the traditional color, but that was a great pick. That was a great pick. The priest thing was interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, before that,
well, let's get into the episode and then we'll kind of talk about all that.
Yeah, definitely.
When we first see them in the episode, they aren't really talking to each other. It seems like maybe a day or two has passed since he let her know that he put a pause on the marriage application. And he finally came to his senses. He said that his fear of marriage is not larger than his fear of losing Jenny. Mm-hmm. And that they were going to go ahead and get married.
Do you surprise? It seems like this all happened really fast.
I don't see. I mean, there's been tons of fights. Why would this one
one? It feels like stopping the application process to calling the lawyer to submit it. It felt like that was like a 48-hour period.
Totally agree. And I think this has to do with the email they got about Jenny's visa. I think that may be what pushed him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no longer his perfect scenario.
Yeah.
We see wedding preparations, which was really cool to see. Sumit donating a baby cow. And we see Jenny doing the henna party. Dipali is a good friend. She kind of arranged all this. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Jenny was all made up. There was flowers everywhere. They did the henna and it was great.
Yeah, it was interesting that she said that usually there's like a lot of people in this type of set. Scenario.
Yeah, like lots of women, lots of people singing, other people doing henna, others receiving the henna. I can't imagine, because if Sumit's first wedding was 5,000 people.
This must be a culture shock to him too, because he probably thought there was a certain way weddings are supposed to be, and his is not that at all.
Yeah,
you know,
this is not a cultural norm at all. I don't think anyone has small weddings, or at least, I mean, there's really no one here. Did you think it was funny that the astrologer said to go ahead, get married, you know, it's fine, even though the stars did not say this, but then he said, meet me later to go over some remedies.
AKA pay me some more money.
Is that how you took it?
Yeah. Oh, let me reanalyze
your chart
and what comes with a fee.
But they didn't even go with the star chart and what they said.
They couldn't. They were forced to. Which then I would tell the astrologer, why didn't the stars see this?
Well, the astrologer did say that they're doing what the universe needs them to do.
Yep.
I wanted to cry when Jenny saw herself all done up in the mirror, when she started crying. Because it's everything that she's wanted for the past 10 years, and it's finally happening. I was so scared that she was going to come out of the room and Summit was going to be gone.
Oh my God.
I thought it was going to come down to something like that. That'd be so foul. Yeah. I don't put it past Summit.
You were joking about her small talk.
Her small talk is so cute.
It's kind of cringy.
But it's her. We've seen it for years now. It makes me laugh. So we see Jenny and Summit serving the priests on leaves, which I've actually seen done in other kind of shows referencing Indian cuisine. So that was cool to see again. They serve them. They talk about their relationship. They have vows. And then they do the seven steps as the final.
This is cool.
Kind of final. What do you want to call it?
It's like your first steps as a couple or something? Or
so, kind of. But, and they
there's
each,
a passage they read.
Exactly. Did you notice of what strength Jenny took those steps? She was really putting her foot down. She meant it. The vows were very beautiful. The mixing of water. The two lives joining.
Oh my gosh.
So sweet.
They were just...
And they lived happily ever after. And we'll see them on Happily Ever After.
Do you think so?
100%. You think this is done with?
I fucking feel like the people are.
The people are done, but the franchise is not.
I will say, though, the people, the fans out there, I feel like they were over it unless they had actually made a move, whether they broke up or
yes,
actually
got
married.
Yes, because it was just the same thing. But look, they got married.
So now it'll be the same argument with the parents, but they're just married now.
Yeah. Good Lord. Why are they telling the parents on national television?
That's a terrible fucking idea.
Do they just get a huge bonus check? That's the only way I can see them this being any sort of good idea.
Just to get a I don't put it past television.
Damn, that's just the most brutal way you could do it though. So if I remember correctly, there was not a tell all from the other seasons of Toe. So I was very surprised to see it with this season.
We'll talk about it in a bit.
We'll talk about it at the end, but
the people that are in the studio,
these are massive spoilers. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
I'm surprised they even did it this way.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Because it kind of gives away a lot for the future.
I have some predictions on some of them, so it'll be interesting to kind of go over our thoughts.
Alina and Steven. Okay, what do you think of the cat corralling?
I thought the idea was kind of cute, but I thought it was kind of corny overall.
I loved it.
I thought I really just watched this dude chase cats for 10 minutes.
Okay, this was still a way better scene than Evelyn and her sisters talking. Yep. Evelyn and her sisters talking was so pointless and dumb, and we just kept yelling, you're already married.
Don't get me wrong, fans. I'm down for the kitties, but it was just, I don't know if I wanted to just watch this dude chase after cats.
I appreciated the effort that he put in for Alina, because I felt like a lot of the season, he was not doing enough for her.
The producer was even playing into his corniness.
Yeah, like, what about that one? He's like, no, he's not invited.
You see anything up there? When he climbed the tree.
So we have Mr. Cuddles, Cucumber, Cactus, and Cowcat.
Cowcat.
Cowcat's the VIP here. Yep. We love Cowcat.
Yep. Oh my God, did you see the cat that had the mean face?
No.
It's like the upper lip thing where they're like just mad.
Cute. Super cute. They did not enjoy the car ride and they just meowed through the whole ceremony.
Dude. These cats gotta go to the bathroom.
That's
and stuff.
What I was wondering. Like the wedding planner was like, well, you know, feed them and we'll start soon. But they probably have to use a bathroom.
And the dude even mentioned, what if they get out?
Yeah.
Well, because maybe they got to use the bathroom. Weird.
Where did these carriers even come from? They were just
they're just there. Production.
So, are these street cats? Are they owned by someone? And then they're just outdoor cats, but there's someone that owns them and he's just
cat-napping. They called them stray cats earlier in the show.
But are they actually, or are they just outside cats, but they have an actual home?
Hmm. But then he talked to the owners hey, can I take your cat?
That's what I'm saying. Lady? I think he just catnapped him.
That's foul. That's foul, dude.
I appreciate the effort, though. It was cute.
Although, spoilers, they had people there.
That's what I don't get. why couldn't the... I guess the mom and them couldn't travel.
But the cats had to be there? But they had other people there.
Yeah, there were people. So I don't know why the cats had to be there. Maybe Alina likes the cats more than people, which...
Mm-hmm.
Understandable.
Yep. That's your vibe.
That's my vibe. Exactly. Okay, also, props to the wedding planner who did not take no for an answer. Even though technically she was supposed to find out before and they had a conversation about it. But I do like that once it came down to it, She was not backing down. Yeah.
Every question that came up,
she had an answer for.
Like, nope, we'll hold them. We won't let them get out. They won't get out. Nope. And they said, okay.
Didn't you think it was weird that Steven did not know the princess in Star Wars?
Leia?
No, it wasn't Leia.
Padme?
Started with an A.
Amidala?
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck, I know this shit. What the fuck?
Okay, but you remember when he was saying he was watching a movie with a girl and it was Star Wars and it was great? Ooh. That's why I'm like, how do you not know?
Because he wasn't watching the movie.
That's what the problem is.
That's funny.
I wrote what you said down. You said, they fucking.
Oh, yeah. His skinny legs. See how fast they're moving on that couch? Oh, my God. He's probably going as many times as she's down to.
That's so... The visual is too much.
Like, they're going back home. It's only 10 p.m. They're going to, like, 4 a.m.
Oh, man.
For sure. He's already experienced.
Ha. Yes. He's already... That just pissed me off. I'd be like, oh, you didn't keep your word. Many of women have been with this. Corey and Evelyn. Oh, but talking about their wedding, super cute wedding.
Oh, Steven and old girl, Elena? Yeah.
The view was beautiful. The fact that they could secure a venue in 24 hours, amazing.
That is wild. It had to be a little spendy. Someone comes out, you'd be like, I need this for tomorrow. Like, okay, we're going to charge a premium.
Probably. Because you got to get staff and everything. I, again, question who's paying for this.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea where this cash flow is coming from for their apartment, for Steven basic was living, a pest control.
Door-to-door pest control salesman? Yes.
Which seems even harder than a regular pest control person.
Yeah. I have no idea. How much does production really intervene with this stuff? Are they allowed to? I mean, wouldn't that also alter...
The story.
The story, yeah.
I don't know. But their wedding was super cute. The red dress looked beautiful. Corey and Evelyn. I was so annoyed with how many times Corey dropped this shirt.
This dude is... He's like all over the place, dude. Just calm the fuck down.
Why are they so freaked out? They already did the hard part, you know, promising themselves to each other for life. This is nothing compared to that.
Can we talk about this man's tie?
Yes, you can go on about the tie. That drove you crazy.
All right, I know he's got some internet down there. Even if you forgot how to tie a tie, you can look up some instructions, watch a video. In those instructions, they will probably tell you your tie has to touch your belt line.
Yes.
You cannot have the top fucking... of it. The bottom tip has to, it should end at your belt line.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Not this below
dude,
it, though.
This dude just looked like a goofball.
Yeah.
Why did no one, her brothers looked okay. Why did no one tell this man that his tie looks stupid?
Was it that way when they did the ceremony and after?
I think so.
Oh, man. That's rough.
It was terrible.
Never wear a short tie.
No.
Because that's your eye's going to go right there. It doesn't look good.
Trust me. If you look in the mirror... And the tie is too short, you'll fucking know. Yeah. This little stub on your neck, you'll fucking know. And if it's too long by your crotch, it's way too fucking long for the tie, okay?
Yeah, so bottom of the tie to the top of the belt.
Yeah, top, middle, whatever. Just as long as it's not below. Just as long as it's at the belt line. For the love of God, everyone out there, just do that.
So since Corey had no one on his side, Puppy was his best man. That's Puppy cute. Had a very cute kind of tux collar thing going on.
I wonder where he got that, or did he make it?
They must have ordered it or something, right? It was cool. Maybe the dressmaker was like, I can do this.
It was cool.
It was funny that Evelyn's mom was mentioning how marriage is for life, and that freaked out Evelyn, like, she didn't know.
Don't they say similar things in a courthouse wedding? Don't they still kind of say some generic, like, you know, words?
From this day forward, or, you know.
Death to you part or something? Or sickness and health? Like, they still have to read, like, something. She just wasn't paying attention. She's like, whatever,
I would 100% way rather see these cats get corralled than listen to this conversation with Evelyn and her sisters about the hand signal.
Why are they like
that? That was so corny. I just feel like it all feels so fake.
It does feel fake.
They've been playing us this entire season, maybe the season before. I don't know how long they've been married, but what's the point of any of this? I'm done. Can we just... Okay. We saw this fake ass season.
It's weird because the mom looks like a nice person. Like, where did you get your attitudes from?
How did they spawn these girls?
I don't know. Maybe there's something we don't know about the dad.
Maybe.
Overall, the wedding looked really cool. Again, another beautiful wedding. Good view. Great view. They're people of the ocean, man. They were highlighting the ocean.
They were. When Raul showed up, I was not surprised.
Oh, they foreshadowed and he mentioned that he's going to come. I thought, y'all fucked up. Like
that Evelyn would be like, I'm not marrying you. Pissed. but it turned out fine. What annoyed me more than Raul showing up was that he walked and put sand all over the damn runner. Don't do that. Don't walk on that. The bride has not walked on that yet. There's sand. You made it dirty. No.
I love these pet peeves you have.
I noticed these little things.
Really, you really caught that. Yeah. I wasn't even. I was like,
annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I did. Okay. This is probably the only time I've agreed with Evelyn, and I will admit it. You don't have to have a husband. That's not, like, you can live a fulfilling life without a husband. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
I don't know what I should say at this point.
That's not what I meant. What I mean is I'm also, like, pride myself on being fiercely independent and, like, right, never plan on getting married. So, like, I see where she's coming from. But again, I also got married. Yeah, I don't need a husband, but it's really nice to have a husband. It's a great addition. Uh-huh. But it wasn't like what she says. It's not like you're not less of a person or less of a woman if you're not married. So I get what she
probably
was saying there.
Probably the pressures of society.
Oh, definitely. And especially in Hispanic culture, like it's a big deal. I think in the vows, this might be the first time we've heard Evelyn say that she loves Corey.
This was a rare
lovey-dovey. She said it multiple times.
Lovey-dovey moment. Yeah. Between them. It's almost like in this little instance, you probably see what Corey fell in love with, like this little window.
Yeah, like she was super nice, and it seemed like they were very genuine, great vows. And this is probably,
man, because everything we see on TV,
yeah, we're always like, why are you together?
Yeah, yeah, like Corey, you are fucking suffering, dude.
Yeah,
you got a little glimpse of like,
which was nice, exactly, of why they're together, why mm-hmm. they fell in love.
Raul's speech, though.
How did you feel?
I thought it was gonna go to shit.
Me too.
Usually you probably think like, oh, he's probably been drinking too much. He's had a great time. Mm-hmm. He's just gonna pop off. And they previewed it by showing everyone's face, like dun dun dun.
Yeah, like the reaction of him getting up.
And it was above and beyond. It was great. It was like the speech everyone wishes kind of they had from their best man. It was really cool.
What did you think about him calling Evelyn the queen of Ingabao?
Corny.
I thought that was a little too much.
A little too
kind of weird.
A little too saucy. A little too close.
Is she really the queen of Ingabao? I mean, I obviously have nothing to do and no information with Ingabao. Maybe she is.
Apparently, the queen gets around in this town.
That's correct. A line of men,
including himself. Ooh, cringe.
Oh, that was cringe. Ooh. That was a little too much. I have so many quotes from you I wrote down. So, on this couple, your final thought was, if I think about them too much, my frontal lobe starts to hurt.
Also, I'm sick. I tried to roll my eyes. They said some shit, and I rolled my eyes, and I was like, my fucking head hurts. I can't even roll my eyes right now.
But very cute wedding. They seem great. Looking forward to seeing them on Happily Ever After.
Ah.
Just kidding. Ah. Can we never see them again? Ah. They lied to us for a whole season just to be on TV. They got found out, and then we still had to pretend like,
we have to get married now in a wedding.
Yeah, just, there's no reason. So I would like to be done with them, to be honest. Like, not... I didn't look
forward to
that.
But Steven and Alina.
They're for sure going to be on Happily Ever After.
But you want to see that.
I don't know if I want to, but if I had to choose between the two, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Armando and Kenny. Oh, Waterworks.
Showstopper.
Waterworks.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yep. Awesome.
What did you feel about Kenny's daughter's toast in the morning when they were having mimosas?
There was like no fucking passion behind that toast.
There was like nothing. Nothing.
To happy life and family and everything. And then toast.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was like, what the
Yay.
Fuck?
I was
like, that's your toast and your dad's getting married? What the fuck?
Yeah, in the morning.
I would say something like, thank you for everything you've ever done for us. You've been an amazing father. I can't wait to see your new life with Armando and the girl.
Especially the girl.
Sick.
Hannah.
Hannah. I'm fucking sick, man.
The girl.
You know, your new life. You guys are beautiful. You're beautiful souls. And you deserve each other. And I'm so happy you found each other. Look at that.
That's literally
way,
just
way anything. Better than her shit. Whatever
blah,
she fucking
blah, blah,
said.
Happy, bye.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
Even on the spot, you should be able to do better than that.
I fucking just made that up on the spot. It was better than her. Dumb.
Hannah's dress was beautiful. As soon as I saw Hannah, I just started yelling her name.
She's cute.
Love her. And then we saw her crying. Then I, oh, yeah.
I I liked what they did of not that initial reveal. They're sort of back to back.
Behind the curtain.
I didn't like the whole walk on the outside thing. That was kind of corny.
Why?
I thought walking down the middle would have been better.
That's too like heteronormative.
Oh, I see.
So they just did their own thing and I really liked it. Because then there was no pressure about like who's going to walk down the aisle, who's going to not.
In between all the rows.
Be annoying as hell.
Be different.
I did love that it was a bilingual wedding.
That was cool.
That was very cool.
That was cool because considering, some of them weren't, right? Steve and Elena was in Turkish, right? Because he was, they had to translate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Corey Nevelin's bilingual as well, which was nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially for Corey.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, going back to Raul's speech. Yeah. Just real quick. I forgot about this. His impression of Corey, spot on.
Mm-hmm. Hola.
No, you're giving it way too much of an accent.
Hola.
Gracias.
Gracias.
That's it.
Hola, gracias.
Back to Kenny and Armando. Their wedding was so cute. They had beautiful vows.
This was a wedding.
Tear jerker. I love that there was a mariachi. I love that there were traditional parts of it.
What'd you think about their vows to each other?
Great. Beautiful.
I think
it was emotional. They both meant what they said. It was great.
So this was like my first time, you know, whether it was like witnessing a gay wedding.
Oh, okay.
But it was cool like to see. Yeah, maybe because this wasn't, you know, no, I'm just saying it was, you know, for them, like Kenny and Armando, just their past and, you know, Kenny mentions his friends. Like some people didn't get to experience this, or obviously this wasn't even legal. It's barely been okay in the part of Mexico they're from.
Yeah.
So, even in the U.S., it's like. Recent times it has been legalized, which is insane, but it was really cool to kind of everyone sort of being emotional, everyone being happy for them, because they have been on a kind of like a, it hasn't been like a negative journey, but it's just taking a lot of steps.
Armando's sister was tearing up and just saying she's so happy and that Kenny is Armando's person, and I totally agree. Then we see Armando's parents speaking, and they say that this is the first gay wedding they have attended and that it was perfect. And I have to quote what his dad said because I loved it. He said, "There's no need to put barriers within your mind and to not accept anything. It's normal and we have to treat it that way." Completely agree. Talk about character arc.
Yeah, I think
this season. He's the most interesting character.
I mean, he went from recluse in his house, wouldn't leave the room, to being front and center, attending his son's wedding, and sort of being there to support them.
Yep. Armando put so much pressure on the kiss and the dance that was not necessary. His dad was fine.
He was fine, but I liked what they had planned for the wedding. Like, they sort of had a sort of like a mini gay pride dance-off festival thing I thought was really cool. And then the fireworks show. Man, the fireworks shows. What's up in Mexico, man, with these fireworks shows?
Yeah.
Corey had them too, I think.
Yep. Corey and Evelyn had them too. And then they had a beautiful love is love, kind of a lot of pride flags, and really celebrated their story, but also kind of the journey of them and the journey that people have to take, the rights you have to fight for. And it was beautiful to see. I absolutely loved it. Everyone had so much fun. Anything else on them?
No, I'm just happy for them. It's really cool to be able to see their wedding from where they've come from. And it was awesome. It was awesome.
Also, to not have any drama. I mean, there's still the lingering questions of adoption, baby, family, where are they going to live? But all of that didn't matter. Just enjoying the love.
Mm-hmm.
Ari and Benny. Boy, was I disappointed.
Why?
Because Ari's really just going to not support her man.
Oh, yeah. That she's got, she does have so many things she has to deal with. Like, she
self-created should be, things.
Yeah, but...
Do you mean there's, mentally?
Yeah, but, okay. Like, there's so many alternatives. Like, we talked about this. Like, you can go back and just go stay somewhere else.
Yeah, different neighborhood.
You could stay so far away.
Yeah, stay in the city and let him go do his interview and just go to support.
There's like, alternative options that she's just not gonna... She's like, no.
She will not take any alternate. No. It's just no.
No.
In the beginning of the episode, we see that Benny is doing metalwork, and I was dying when she said, "I want to see what welding looks like," as she just stares into the machinery that is so bright, and as Benny's wearing eye protection. I was like, what are you doing, girl? Just, you don't want to see what welding is like.
I think some of your other pods, some of the pods you listen to, my God, they go in on
Ari.
Jenny, and they go in on Ari. Fucking bad. Like, I can't do the impressions they do. But
the chicken
fuck,
sounds?
They... What do people think of her? Do they just dislike her? What's the general
They really
feel?
Dislike her. And honestly, I don't know if you heard this, because I put a lot of podcasts on when I'm in the kitchen or when I'm downstairs. But I don't know if you heard this episode with Maddie and Poodle, and it really did kind of change my mind. So I was on Ari's side during the last episode when she was saying how embarrassed she is and she doesn't want to be made fun of or have people laugh at her about what happened at her house when they when she was not there and what her husband was doing. She doesn't want to be a laughingstock to her community.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, and I understood that, and I was like, sure, yes, that's what I totally understand that. But Maddie and Poodle made really good points during this episode. They made it clear that she never gave a shit what anyone thought of her. She was walking around with braids in her hair in Africa, the traditional clothing. She just never gave a shit what people thought about her and her life and being with Benny. Didn't give a shit what Wish or his family thought. Why does she care now?
I think it's just, I mean, I can see why she doesn't want to go back, but she's, it, I don't want to say it's a cop-out, but it's like, it's kind of like a cop-out of just like, I don't want to go back. Like, yeah. I just don't want to go back. Like, I'm good.
It really sucks that she can, you said it perfectly, she can strong arm the situation and she has complete control, because it's either he does exactly what she wants or he loses his son.
It feels like in this couple, she's got like all the power.
She does.
Like,
she
it's
has
not even
everything.
At all. Like, her family's paying for all this shit.
Yep.
She's sort of dangling the whole visa thing on him, mm-hmm. saying like, hey,
I'm never going
if,
back.
If you don't get this visa, like, I don't think this is going to work out. I'm like, mm-hmm. that's fucking true love to you. You just, the visa didn't work out, so we're done. Thanks for the kid, though.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. We'll come up with a good parental agreement.
Yeah, the parental agreement is you're not getting your kid.
Yeah.
It's, oh, man, that's brutal. Do you think if they didn't fucking work out, they'd really fly this kid over there?
No, absolutely not. They would maybe allow some video calls. That kid would never be going back to Ethiopia. No. Because who would take him?
Right.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I mean, the family can say whatever they want. This is just my opinion. But it wouldn't happen.
I just cannot believe that she is not going to go support the man that she loves, the father of her child, in what she in the situation that she's creating.
So do we want to get into spoilers now?
Yeah.
You can either end the show here or keep listening. Minor spoilers or predictions we think are spoilers or things that have already been announced.
I don't think we can say... I think these are all just predictions, right? Well, these are all based on the next time on that we saw.
Right. Well, for sure, the tell-all. We know Benny gets to the U.S.
Benny gets to the U.S.
They're fucking in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, this man's been denied visitor visas before. How is he in the studio? He made it over.
So he made it over.
So that's cool.
Spoiler, not a spoiler, but shockingly, Victor is in the studio with Ellie. How the hell did that happen?
No idea. That's going to be... I need some questions asked.
Did they get a K-1 that fast?
Maybe it's just a faster process where he lives. I don't know.
Maybe.
Better relationships? I don't know.
People so long. So we see they're
why
together.
Why didn't we visit her pizza shop?
Oh, man. That would have been funny.
What else? It'd be funny if we saw Victor in there.
We see Alina and Steven are not together. I don't mean that in the sense of their relationship, but just not the studio.
I have a little bit of a prediction.
Okay.
So we saw Kenny was in the studio, but Armando wasn't.
Yes.
So here's my prediction. They probably asked some of the couples, can some of you come into the studio?
Yeah.
If you can.
Yeah.
You know, we'll pay for it, yada, 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 give you a room.
Mm-hmm.
I think all that really happened is Steven was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll go visit my family while I'm there. I'll be in the studio. Mm-hmm. I think Kenny doubled up too, like, oh, I'll visit my family while I come up here and I'll be in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any weird stuff.
No, I don't mean it in the sense of they're broken up. I just mean that they're not, maybe the other partner doesn't have their visa yet.
Right. But that's just kind of like what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Steven and Alina, they're sort of foreshadowing or trying to, you know, drop a hint that he's still talking to girls and maybe he is. But I still think they're together.
They're definitely still together. He's going to cheat on her. Saying it right now.
When he's visiting the U.S.?
Oh, I don't know. I just mean in their relationship. Like, he's not capable of just staying with Alina.
How does this dude just be slinging girls like that?
I don't know.
He's
weird and charming.
His clapping with one hand.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, girls really be fiending for that?
I guess. They like the quirky guy.
Or he's always going after 18, 19-year-olds.
That's not good. But you're right. You're totally right. Impressionable. He can...
He's like, oh, this is what cool guys do. Clap with one hand. and breathe out of their mouth and nose at the same time.
I hate when he breathes out of too many holes. Yeah, it just sucks that Alina's like, yeah, just admit it. You've been talking to other girls. That sucks. Why are you still talking to other girls?
Honestly, what is that going to lead to? I think Alina still has a lot of power in this relationship because she didn't get married to come to the U.S. Like, not at all.
No.
So she's like, yeah, I don't, you know, fuck you. We're getting divorced. She's like, I love Russia. I'm chilling.
No. It's not going to be that easy.
Yeah, she's not going to do that because, like, that was her fairy tale. You know, she's not just going
to. Yeah, and she's already dealt with basically lies every single day being revealed to her. Yeah. And she still went through the wedding.
I'm excited for the tell-all. I'm kind of excited. The Victor thing was kind of wild. I was like, whoa.
It's going to be such a mess, though. Because we have Jenny and Sumit. Oh, no.
It would make sense. What if they got married super quick? Because he proposed.
I mean, I guess.
What if they just, like, rushed that whole process?
They could have.
They'll be on Happily Ever After.
You know?
In Seattle. Pizza shot.
I just want them to admit that her selling her apartment or house and selling the business was all a lie.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's absolute bullshit.
Bullshit.
I guarantee she's going to be like, yeah, we're working at the pizza shop.
Oh, did you buy it back from Dan? Whatever the fuck his name was? Dylan? You buy it back from him?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of spendy.
Such a bullshit story.
Oh, my God.
She didn't give up anything. Victor is
throwing himself under the bus.
Oh, my God. With his whole, oh, who hasn't cheated? Everyone's like, what? Poor Hiromi. Oh, she's just taking it all in. And
she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is this real right now?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine her thinking. Like, am I living in, like, some Matrix reality where this dude just said that?
I think it's going to be a good episode, but also really cringy. And we're going to find out things that are just make no sense.
Bring on the drama. It's cool. I'll be watching.
Yeah.
We'll be watching.
So just a reminder for you guys that we are not covering the single life. I mean, they're probably like 5 episodes in deep now. Yeah. I don't even know where they're at. Yeah. Just wasn't really interested in any of these singles. So we're going to go ahead and wait for the new 90 day, the original 90 day that's going to be coming out. So we'll cover that. But not going to do single life. So we're just going to go ahead and do the tell all next week. And I believe it's right after that 90 day premiere. So we'll cover that. And then we'll do maths in January. All right.
Thank you all for sticking with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your patience always, especially when we have to do these double episodes and things kind of don't work out on their regular schedule. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope it goes quickly and you can enjoy yourself. Take care, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.